Right, and pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome to the Board of Supervisors meeting, January 11th, 2022. That seems strange, 22, doesn't it? Is there any changes to the agenda? I have none. Okay, we'll move on with meeting with the department heads and elected officials. Terry, I see you're on there. Do you want to have any comment for the auditor's office?
Not at this time. I think everything seems to be going pretty smooth, correct, Cheryl?
Correct.
So besides the second reading for the ordinance today, I believe that's probably about it.
Okay, thank you, Terry.
Thank you.
Cheryl, do you have anything to add?
Last week of budget hearings, and then we move on to crunching numbers.
Okay. Thank you. Colin Gerst, IT.
I just keep busy like always. Don't really got any new report. Got the budget hearing here at the end of the week, so.
But thanks for getting all this done so these people can do this and getting Terry on there. That was nice. Thank you, Colin.
Yep.
Kevin Glendenning, Sheriff. Got anything new for us?
Things are going well at the sheriff's office. No major news from there. We do still zero adults out of county, so we're happy to be maintaining that. We're at 67 total population. 65 of those are adults. We're waiting on 6 to go to the halfway house. They're not taking any right now due to COVID, is what Doug told me this morning. So we could be sitting on them for a little bit.
Okay. The state doesn't pay us for that either, do they?
They don't reimburse while they're waiting on the halfway house.
Yeah, they got more money than we have. So.
They do. At least more access into it.
Thanks, Kevin. Jared Laster, how about Southeast Iowa Regional Plan?
Morning. We just have one item on the agenda today, and then I dropped off a packet for your review. I got another minor subdivision that we'll probably have on the agenda here in a couple weeks. Apart from that, nothing really noteworthy.
Okay, thank you. Ken Heinlein, Southeast Iowa Link.
Tomorrow is our governing board meeting and our change agent meetings for the region. This is Tuesday. Yeah, Wednesday. And I did hear yesterday, Tom, that Rick Larkin's not planning on rerunning for the Lee County Board of Supervisors. So we may need a new chairman for our sealed governing board. So I don't know what'll happen with that tomorrow. It's on the agenda, though.
I won't be there, and I will be unhappy if I get nominated and elected because I'm not going to
Well, don't say I didn't warn you anyways. So I guess that's about it for now.
Okay, thank you. In other words, Tom, we're going to make some phone calls tonight and tell you you volunteered.
Thanks, Thomas.
Moving on, Brian Carter. It's good to see you, Brian. I hope everything's well with you there.
Just moving slow, but doing better. Thank you. Other than that, things are moving along. Obviously, it's been budget time. It's a bad time to miss some time in the office, but I have to give credit to everybody there and getting things done. We did get a little freezing rain. I'm sure just a few people noticed. I don't think we got a lot, so that's I guess, the better end of freezing rain. But we did run trucks Sunday morning. They just basically did a round and threw material out. Wasn't much more. There wasn't anything to plow, and really need sunshine and warm. So by the afternoon, I think things really came around on the pavements. And then we ran motor graders more or less all day. They left anywhere from 12 on to 3 or 4 o'clock. They didn't stay necessarily till dark. Just trying to touch up hills, get a little gravel showing. I think in general, if you're smart, you can get around on any gravels, but there are slick spots, as there are typically this time of year. So I would call it typical driving weather. So thanks to those guys for doing that. And other than that, looks like another snow possibility Friday or Saturday. So guys are remixing and filling things up, getting equipment fixed up, and getting ready to go again when necessary. Otherwise, they're doing some trees and, like I said, mostly just fixing and stuff like that. So.
Thank you. I think they've done a real good job on the road. Brian, you can relay that.
Appreciate that. Thank you. I will pass it on.
Thank you. Trent Hackelbeck, we'll get you right away. How's the attorney's office doing?
Good. I'm sorry I'm late. I had a trial scheduling conference this morning. And then Lisa's upstairs. Looks like she's taking a plea in Whitaker. So busy. They're already, literally the call came in right before as I was walking out that they were doing the plea upstairs, and they started to call witnesses in for tomorrow's next trial, right? So busy.
Yep. Okay. That's good. In a way, Kevin's the one who keeps you busy.
Thanks, KG.
Nellie Longquist, how's the treasurer's office doing?
We're busy too, but nothing new to report.
Nothing new, thank you. Rodney Bleasner, the maintenance?
Good morning. Just trying to finalize up the budget from budget hearing this week. And guys come in, crew come in on the weekend for the ice that we had, so they did a nice job. Everything was pretty well clear for the morning. I say it's kind of hard this time of year when you get piles. They kind of melt and then refreeze, so yeah. Still kind of hit that every morning. So still be careful in the mornings, kind of watch where you're walking. But other than that, everything's going okay. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Rodney. Chris Poymiller, Public Health.
Good morning. We continue to be busy. There seems to be a little increase in the COVID activity in our county. We're currently at 15% with 125 positive cases in the last 7 days, and that'll update again tomorrow. Really want to encourage everyone to continue with mitigation strategies and continue to try to stay safe. We did have our Board of Health budget or Board of Health meeting last week. We moved that up due to the annual budget. So discuss that, as well as the public health building, gave some updates on that. And then gave an update to the Board of Health on the mosquito trapping that we continue to do in our county. So we just continue to be busy.
Okay, thank you. Did I miss anybody? I don't think so. Moving on, correspondence. See no correspondence here. Are there, do you gentlemen have any correspondence?
I do. I received an email on the county no reply civic plus or civicplus.com. As a former teacher at Washington School, I have a request to make. It broke my heart when they tore our school down. But an updated, centrally located health center will be wonderful. On two separate Earth Days, our students planted the ginkgo tree as well as the pine tree. If there's any way those could be saved and incorporated into the landscape, that would be greatly appreciated. If they could also keep their eyes open for a time capsule we buried, that would be awesome also. Thank you for your time and consideration. Maury Rappendecker, Sperry, Iowa. We will have to keep that in mind, the trees, when they do the design work, and whenever any work starts out there, they'll have to keep. I'll try to find out if she knows where they buried the time capsule, but we'll have to keep our eyes out for that. That's all I have.
Thanks, Morax.
Tom, while we're on it, I think Rodney's got a picture or something of a monument that's out there.
Yeah, out front on the current side. There's a rock with a, I'm trying to find it here on my phone. There's a rock with a plaque on it. And one guy stopped by and took a photo of it and sent it to me. So it's kind of a historical landmarker for the, and I can't find it now.
Was it Kern Trail, is it?
Or was it Plank Road Trail?
Yes, Plank Road Trail.
Well, anyway, we want to keep that into consideration too, that landmark out there.
I'll find it and get it to you in the 2 minute time slot there.
That's where they buried their time capsule.
That's what I was wondering.
Okay, moving on to discussion and vote. We have a public hearing on ordinance number 61 for the changes in census with the, I guess, Terry, we're removing our voting precincts.
Due to all of the district changes, because Danville and Danville Township are now in a different House and Senate district, and so now we will have three House districts in Des Moines County, where previously we only had two, and we'll have two Senate districts, where previously we only had one. And due to that, and also Burlington downsized from 9 precincts down to 8, and the max limit for each precinct in the city is 3,500. So we separated, Union was separated from Precinct 5, which was previously Precinct 5, I can't remember what the number is now. And Concordia was joined with Precinct 8, which is at Bethany Lutheran. They will still vote at Bethany Lutheran, but they will have their own ballot style now, because they will be their own separate precinct. Because we couldn't join them because it would have been over. We couldn't combine them as to one precinct because it would have been over the limit. So each those two areas will still vote at their same locations, but they'll each have their own ballot style. But we're going from 16 up to 17 because of that, but we're trying to keep everybody in their same location. Tama, we also had to separate from Burlington 1 because they are in a different House district, and so you can't have a combined precinct with two different House districts, even though they will still vote in the same location, but they'll have their own ballot. So we'll be up to 17 precincts now.
Okay.
Motion to open public hearing.
Second.
Cheryl?
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Shane McCampbell?
Yes.
Jim Perry?
Yes. We will give the 2 minutes for any public comments. They can email the supervisors at board@desmoinesdmcounty.com or call 319-753-8203, extension 4. That's board@dmcounty.com or call 319-753-8203. We'll give you 2 minutes.
Are we waiving and moving to the third on this? Can we do that?
Not until we get up. Yeah, we can.
Yeah. Yes, we can.
Yeah.
And you'll probably need to because this officially goes into effect this coming Saturday,
yep.
January 15th, whether we approve it or not.
I believe, Terry, we can incorporate that into the motion to approve the ordinance?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay.
And the ordinance itself is on our Des Moines County website with the maps, and I did have some maps hanging up in there in the boardroom, but the tape didn't hold out. So they're probably rolled up in some corner over there.
I think they're right behind Mr. Glenn Denning. We got a bodyguard on him.
Okay.
Anybody in the audience have any comments on it?
What district's Danville in now? Does anybody know what district Danville's in now for House and Senate?
I would have to look at the new numbers because they renumbered a lot of them.
I think it's 92. Is it 92?
That sounds right. 92 or 95.
Yeah, I thought it was 92.
Maybe Des Moines County is now 95.
So are we still with the one that goes north then, or is it going to the west.
Actually, Danville and Danville Township are combined in House District and Senate District with Henry County.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, our 2 minutes is up. Need a motion for go out of public hearing?
Move that we go out of public hearing.
Second? Do you, second, Tom?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Shane McCampbell?
Yes.
Tom Broker?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
I will make a motion to approve the ordinance number 61 and waive the third public hearing.
Second.
Carrey?
No, Cheryl.
Her.
Tom Broker?
Yes.
Shane McCampbell?
Yes, please.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. Cheryl?
There should be another document back behind that one, Jim, that you will need to sign as chair.
Yeah, I just signed that and just give it to Shane.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, now we'll move on. We got the 2022 board committee assignments. Not much changed on these outside of the ones that you and I put up.
Right.
We don't have to read these off. Do we need a motion to approve?
I think we can just do the motion to approve. Nothing's changed except for
nothing's
one.
Changed.
One.
The ones that changed is the community foundation and that I took on, and then Mr. McCampbell took on the solid waste.
Yes. So I move that we approve 2022 board committee assignments.
Cheryl.
Shane McCampbell?
Yes, please.
Tom Broker?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. Next, we have a contract, legal services with Lynch and Dallas, which is our attorneys. Do you want to go over this, Tom?
Yeah, we've discussed this. We knew this was coming. Lynch Dallas has been our attorney, primarily personnel attorney, but also for the items that the county attorney doesn't handle for 7 or 8 years now. And they have never raised their rates in that time. They started out at $150 an hour. And at that time, the other quotes we got for similar type of legal fees ranged from $2.25 to $250 an hour. So they are raising their rates to $175 an hour and charging half the hourly fee for travel time. I don't think this is out of hand at all. And like I said, they haven't changed their rates for 7 or 8 years, and to the best of my knowledge, the board has been happy with their with legal services provided, mostly by Emily. I would make a motion to approve that contract with Lynch Dallas.
I'll second that.
Cheryl.
Tom Broker?
Yes.
Shane McCambell?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Next, we have the approval of the DHS tax extension list. This is through the DHS, so there's no need to read the names off on them or anything. So, what's your gentleman's wish on this?
When DHS gives us a tax suspension, what they do is they suspend someone's property taxes. They don't end them, but they are suspended until that property is either sold or that individual is able to pay those taxes. So once a year, DHS looks at those, make sure everybody's still eligible. So I would make a motion to approve that tax suspension list.
I'll second that.
Cheryl.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Shane McCambell?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Okay, now we have an approval of the library's 2080 agreement with Des Moines County. This is a 10-year agreement that that we voted on before, and this is a new 2080 agreement with to support the Burlington Library. So, every 10 years, so in 10 years from now, we'll be sitting up here doing the same thing again.
Right on. Let's take care of business now.
Yep.
I move to approve.
Cheryl.
Shane McCambell?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. Okay, we have a resolution for the appointment of zoning commission member.
This is actually a reappointment for Ron Brewer, who's served two terms on the commission. He lives in the 2 mile area, specifically the south part, south of Burlington. So this would be for a third term on the commission.
Okay.
We appreciate your service. I move to approve.
Cheryl.
Shane McCambell?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
That takes care of all the reappointments for this year. It was the only one where, you know, we have a term expiring at the start of this year. We'll have, I think, the Board of Adjustment, a term expires at the end of the calendar year, and then floodplain board is until next year, so we're squared away on that.
All right. So you're in good shape for a while then.
Yep.
Quit chasing them off, Jerry.
What's going to be you?
I was just teasing Jerry. You're grabbing nothing.
Yep. Okay. Okay, now we have a resolution. Appointment of the Board of Health members. We have three of them here. I think we might have a letter with this. These papers all situated. First is to the Des Moines County Board of Supervisors. I would like to express my desire to serve our community as a member of the Des Moines County Board of Health. I moved to Burlington December 2014 and been residing here from that time. I have worked with the school-based health and school administrator in Waterloo, Iowa, and had two doctor nurses as members of my congregation when I pastored in Iowa City, Iowa. They specialized in community health and gave me a much greater insight to the role of the Board of Health. Critical as current pandemic is, it will pass, and the continued role of the County Board of Health will be more important than ever. I would like to help with the outreach and continued great services the board provides. This is where I live, and this is where I would like to serve. I have served the remainder of the term for the prior member and would like to continue as a board member to serve a full term. Thank you for your consideration, Reverend Orlando R. Dial. The second one is, dear supervisors, I am currently a board health member and have served as the board chair for the past 2 years and would like to be reappointed to the Board of Health. Please reappoint me for another term from 2022 to 2025. Thank you. Matt Hivers. And the next one, to the Des Moines County Supervisors, I am willing to continue as a member of the Des Moines County Public Health Board of Directors for 3 years. Mary Margaret Weiger. And to tell you, I'm on the board with all three of these, and I highly recommend them myself. They care about the citizens of Des Moines County. So.
Right on. I move that we approve.
Make a motion to accept all three, approve all three appointments.
Second.
Cheryl.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. Tom, you notice I'm a lot slower than what you was.
Take your time, Jimmy. Tom ain't got nothing to do.
We have a report. We have the report from General Assistance. The recorder's report for fees collected December. And we have the Veterans Affair for December 21. These will be on file in the auditor's office for your viewing at your discretion. So I recommend that you want to see them, go in there and contact Terry or Cheryl and they'll show them to you. We have the minutes for the regular meeting on January the 4th, 2022.
Move to approve.
Cheryl?
Shane McCampbell?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. Next, we have the minutes for the special meeting on January the 6th, 2022.
Move to approve.
Tell him second. Cheryl.
Yeah.
I didn't hear him.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. We have any other business? I have none.
I have none.
Future agenda items. I think we have a work session next week with Southeast Iowa Regional Planning on zoning, don't we? After.
Yep.
Meeting, yeah, okay. Committee reports. I have none.
Oh, I had a workforce development, but nothing really to report, just finishing up some end of the year stuff.
Okay, moving on, public input. We'll give you 2 minutes for the public input. You can email the board at dmcounty.com or call 319-753-8203, extension 4. That's board at dmcounty.com or call 319-753-8203, extension 4. We'll give you 2 minutes. Anybody in here have any comments?
That plaque information. That plaque is the pathway of the Pioneers Marker. It's located there at Agency and Kern Streets. It says to commemorate the Agency Trail and the Plank Road Pathways of the Pioneers, erected by the Stars and Stripes Chapter, Daughters of the American Revolution. The wagon circled west on that hilltop there at Agency Hill. And says the pathway, the Pioneer Marker, located there is the home site of James Wilson Grimes, prominent lawyer and legislator of Burlington. He served his city and the state in several positions before being elected Iowa's third governor in 1854. So, if you drive by on Agency Street, you'll see kind of a rock sitting,
yes,
kind of in the middle of the area there, and it's got a little plaque. That's what that plaque is.
Did you hear that, Tom?
Yeah, you and I were just kids then.
Those were the good old days, huh, Tom?
That's pushing 200 years, you know.
Did it say when the plaque was put there?
It doesn't. I'm not sure. There's kind of a list of the plaques. There's one on Jimtown Road, I believe. It's also part of that same. There's also one in Crapo, Zubalon Pikes Landing at Crapo Park in Burlington, Stagecoach Depot at Jimtown Road, 2 miles west of Danville on US 34, also has a plaque, Blackhawk Springs in Crapo Park. And we also have, there's one, actually, that same chapter down on the first floor in the hallway. It's the Revolutionary Soldiers Buried in Des Moines County, Iowa, a plaque down there that they also have as part of that chapter as well. So,
okay,
pretty interesting.
The 2 minutes are up with an aye or adjourned.
Aye.
Okay.
Aye. Thank you, everybody. It was kind of nice to have somebody sitting up here with me today.
He's been all by himself for a while. Just left him hanging, man. Just left him hanging. Hey, Ken,
I'll see you guys in about 55 minutes.
All right.